Tonight, I will continue on the subject of thought. We are one with the Lord, what you asked. You can't get it? Amen. We'll continue with we are one with the Lord. And why did God wanted us back? What was his purpose? What is his plan? Why did he make us one with himself? Amen. And, you know, many people today don't know who they are and don't know what they have. But I found out that once you find out who you are, it is a constant receiving, constant growing, increasing in this knowledge, because God has given us everything. He given us everything. If it pertained to life, and he made us, so therefore he know. He made us spirit, soul, and body. That's who we are. That's what we have. And so he created us in his image after our likeness. And we're going to talk about that tonight again. And that Adam, in his disobedience, when he sinned and allowed Satan to enter this earth realm, when he sinned and allowed Satan to do that, it brought disaster to the human race. It separated man from God. And God, in his divine plan, just think about it, God is so patient. As far as I can tell, by time, you know, it could be more or less, but the very moment, I don't know how long Adam lived in that garden. I don't know how long he lived, but he had everything. And he sinned and allowed sin to separate him from God. And the moment he sinned, God set in motion, started working on the plan he had from the foundation of the world to get man back. And according to what I understand, about 4,000 years this went on, but 2,000 years ago he completed it. And that's what we're going to talk about. It's man been on the earth for approximately 6,000 years according to scripture. Now people say it's about other thing, yeah, the world that for his God, they say it could be millions of years old. It's older than that, because God ain't never had no beginning. And he has no ending. But far as we can tell, man been on earth, well, whether that's true or not, we are here. We know that much. And we know that a Redeemer has showed up. We know that much. As far as being accurate with the time and all that, that could be, you know, even they talked about the birth of Christ, that he was born December 25th. That's what we celebrate. But we don't know that for sure, the accurate date. But we know one thing for sure. He was born. And he's here. Amen. He was born. He did what the scripture says. But here's what we want to talk about. What was God's plan? God's original plan, we find it in Genesis, and we're not going to just going to make mention of it, because I want to talk about his plan for us now. God's original plan in the very, very beginning of the creation of man, because Genesis tells us how he was created, why he was created, and what he was created for. And notice And I'm just going to mention, you have to go look and read it for you. Look it up and read it for yourself. And it tells us man was created in the image and likeness of God. He did that both male and female. And you have people who have all kind of problem. I don't know where to get the stuff, but I do know. And what I'm saying, how to get the stuff they get reading the scripture, they just ain't reading. They just listen to somebody else talk. They don't know what they're talking about. And he created, you notice he said he created them both male and female, right? And then I'm not going to even get in this, just make mention of how stuff get out and confuse people. And that's why we have to go to the scripture and the Holy Spirit to teach us. And they get off on all the stuff. Woman can't preach. I don't know why. She got a mouth like mine. I mean, I can hear her talk, female, male. And they make big old long doctrines out of that. Then we get to baptism. And we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about that baptism. Get the baptism. And you ain't saved unless you baptized by this formula. Listen to me. I'm going to say it again. This is bad repeating. I don't care if you say in Jesus' name 974,000 times. If that individual you're baptizing had not received Jesus, they ain't going to save him. That water ain't going to save him. Now, you should baptize them in the name of Jesus. What other name are you going to baptize in? Right. I mean, ain't but one Jesus. Right. But for you to stand there and teach and tell people that you're not saved unless you're baptized in the name of Jesus, that's false doctrine there. Because what you're not saved if you don't receive Jesus and make him Lord of your life. And then you ought to be baptized in water. Water ain't never saved nobody. And never will. It's the blood of Jesus. And we need to get that clear in our hearts. So when people come up with that stuff, it won't confuse us. And we'll know for sure. So, who are we? Well, Ephesians, if y'all can follow me, go ahead. Ephesians 1:22. We're just going to ease back into where we left off at. Ephesians 1:22. Actually do, yeah, 1:22. Ephesians 1:22. It says, and has put what? All things under his feet. Put how much? He'll put all things, not something, but all things where? Under his feet, and did what? And gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. I'm going to stop and pause for that and ask the question. Is that confusing? Did you understand what he said? Gave him to be head over the church, which is his body. Now, what about that? What about that statement you don't understand? So I can explain it to you. He said the church, and he's the head of the body. Right? So if Christ, I say if, and if Christ is the head of the body, then how can the body not get the results the head get? You got a body. You got a head on your body, don't you? Now, how much of your head get the benefit and your body don't know a thing in the world about it? You ever take a bath and your head got the bath and your body didn't know it? Come on. Come on now. And that's why God want to bring clarity to this so you'll know who you are when the enemy try to bring confusion in your mind, in your life. You know who you are. I am a member of the body of Christ. Then I learn and get the revelation in my heart. What I can do, then I learn how to do what I know to do. then I do what I know to do, and then that which I know to do can't, that there's not a devil, demon, anybody can stop me from doing it.
Yes.